This is VOA News, Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Rescue teams have plowed through concrete blocks and debris of 8 collapsed buildings in search of survivors of a powerful earthquake that struck Turkey's Aegean coast and north of the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 27 people. More than 800 others are injured. The quake hit Friday afternoon, toppling buildings in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, and triggering a small tsunami. It was followed by hundreds of aftershocks. Onlookers cheered as rescuers lifted a teenager out of the rubble of a devastated apartment block. Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, a pledge that follows a day of talks in Geneva, even as Azerbaijani troops push deeper into the separatist territory. The two sides agree they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with international law. They also promise to help recover and exchange the remains of soldiers left on the battlefield in a week's time, and in a week's time submit lists of prisoners of war for the purpose of providing access and eventual exchange. India's National Investigation Agency has raided the offices of the leading newspaper in India-controlled Kashmir and the offices and residence of a journalist and two prominent activists in the disputed region. The agency said it seized incriminating documents and electronic devices in its investigation of organizations funding secessionist and separatist activities. India has also enacted new laws allowing its nationals to buy land in Kashmir, a move seen by many as a settler colonial project in the Muslim-majority region a year after its special status was revoked. This is VOA News. France has stepped up security nationwide to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. French President Emmanuel Macron has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites such as places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian migrant over the attack in Nice, in which he shouted Allah Akbar, decapitating one woman and killing two other people in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. The attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deemed to be insulting and blasphemous. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Muslims from Pakistan to Lebanon to the Palestinian territories are joining anti-French protests as France's president vows to protect the right to caricature the Prophet Muhammad continues to roil the Muslim world. Protesters, largely organized by Islamists, torched French flags and burned effigies of French President Emmanuel Macron following afternoon prayers on Friday. In Afghanistan, a member of an Islamist party warned the French president that insulting the Prophet Muhammad could ignite a third world war. The protests come amid rising tensions between France and Muslim-majority nations, which flared up earlier this month when a young Chechen Muslim beheaded a French school teacher who had shown caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in class. Tens of thousands of Poles joined in massive demonstrations in the capital Warsaw Friday, the largest since protests began against a controversial near-total ban on abortion in the largely Catholic country. Warsaw officials estimated at least 100,000 people crowded the city center, many carrying black umbrellas, a sign of abortion rights in Poland. The demonstrations followed the October 22nd ruling by Poland's Constitutional Court outlawing abortions due to fetal defects, one of the most common reasons for abortions in Poland. Daily protests have taken place across the country in the past week. The government has accused demonstrators of risking the lives of the elderly by defying pandemic rules on social distancing and avoiding large gatherings. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.